everyone. This is Mary from Rock of Life Fellowship. I lead the praise and worship music, and I'm also one of the youth and teen leaders. Rock of Life is a new place in Chico where people gather to learn that Jesus is real, always relevant, and wants a relationship with you. Each week, Pastor Alfredo shares a message from the Word of God that is current, relevant, and challenges us to grow our relationship with Jesus. Pastor Alfredo is also a worship leader and former singer of the Christian rock band, JBC. We get together each Sunday at 10 a.m. at 2090 Amanda Way at the Little Chico Creek Elementary School, two blocks past Winco off Forest Avenue. Now here's Pastor Alfredo with a recent Rock of Life message.
After there's a message on Sunday, and me and Debbie get in the car after the service, and we're going to lunch, or we're going to do something. I have a tradition. I get in the car and I start to panic. I start to go, what am I going to talk about next week? I have no clue. And usually by Tuesday, Wednesday, I something happens or God downloads something, and I start, oh, this is something God wants, you know, us to hear. But it has been a heavy action week. It's been a week where I was just like, we were the family, we were just moving, and we just had to do things, and we were busy. So like Tuesday comes around, and I don't have a message. God wasn't really talking to me. And I think Rod and I went out to have some tea or something, and we were talking, and I was thinking, well, maybe sometimes it works, like when I'm talking to the guys or something, God says, you know, focus on this, but you know, we had a great friendship time, but I didn't get anything, so, but I enjoyed our time together. So, like, Wednesday comes around, then Thursday comes around, and I'm starting to panic a little bit. I'm going, God, I really don't know what you want me to say on Sunday. So I went to a men's group on Thursday night, and we were talking, and the men that were there, we were just talking about our actions and how we talk as men, that there's things we have to do, and sometimes we can get distracted. And, you know, we have this relationship with Jesus, and we just want to have that relationship. But there's things that we have to do. There's things that God calls us to do that we just sometimes don't do. And the men that were there, you know, he's one of them saying, you know, we have to just not talk so much. We have to just not think about it. Sometimes we just have to be about it. Sometimes we just have to do it. Amen, brother?
Yeah.
Amen. I'm pointing to somebody, but I'm not looking. So the thing about it is I started to think, Lord, I mean, if there's something you want us to do, if there's something we're not doing, would you, you know, kind of guide me? Just tell me what you want. And so I started thinking about the book of James. So I'm going to give you a Bible scripture. Really important Bible scripture for you. It's really, and I really want to explain context, because sometimes we could read something in the Bible, we don't get it, we don't understand it, we may or not agree with it, and we're trying to think, okay, what are you trying to say? So you have to like do some deep study, and you have to like look into what the context is and refer back to a few things to really get what the message is. So James 1:22. But don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you're only fooling yourself. And you try to think, well, what does this mean? So I started thinking about the action. So I want to explain the context of that a little bit later. But I was talking about last night I was with some friends and we were talking about movies. Anybody like movies, right? Watch movies. My favorite kind of movies are action, like adventure movies. Right? Anybody? Like, you know, remember the Die Hard movies? You know, that's awesome movies. But the action adventure movies. So I started thinking about, why am I thinking about this right now? But this has been a week of my family having to take action and to do things. So I started thinking about this moment that happened to me quite a few years ago, like 10 years ago. And I was thinking about these action-oriented times in my life, and one of them stood out. And I want to tell you a quick story. My job, my work, they took us out on this field trip, and they took us to these rapids. And it wasn't like, you know, Disneyland rapids. I mean, these were some pretty rapids. It was a team building thing. And, you know, nothing says team building like putting your life in danger. So so we go like to Sacramento, and we go down kind of the tough part of the river. And what we do is we get this instruction from somebody, and he's telling us, okay, now, don't mess around. Here's what you got to do. you know, it's going to be fun. It's going to be bumpy. There's going to be moments of laughter and moments of tears. And, you know, and he goes, but here's what you got to do. You got to pay attention. You know, it's going to be like this kind of a roller coaster down this river. We said, okay, it sounds like fun. So, but he's instructing us. He's saying, okay, keep your life jacket. You're going to pedal at the same time. When I give you this instruction, you know, everybody's going to lean to the left and you're going to lean to the right. And then, you know, now should somebody fall out, you know, here's what you do. We have our life jackets on you. Don't pull them up. You won't be able to do it. You have to grab them. And then you have to like dunk them in the water. You actually have to submerge them. Okay? And then to save them, you have to pull them out of the water and pull all the way back. So I want to show you a picture. So this is the picture here. And can you find Waldo? Can't find Alfredo? Yeah.
The hair.
The hair, right? Okay. Yep, I'm on the left. No, I'm over here. So we're going down. This is actually a picture from that trip, right? So this girl with the purple hat on right here, kind of the left, third one down. Good friend of mine. So we were going down this particular section of the rapids, and all of a sudden, we hit this bump, and she, like in slow motion, it was kind of weird. She like fell back, and she fell into the water. Well, everybody's sitting there, and the instructor's on the top. He's looking at her, and she's like bobbing, you know, she's, you know, choking. And but we kind of stood there. It seemed like a long time, but it must have just been like a second or two, really. But that, you know, when things like that happen, you know, it happens in slow motion. It's kind of weird. So everybody's kind of looking at her, but I'm pretty literal. When somebody tells me, instructs me, I pay attention. So I jumped over from my side. I grabbed her like by the cuff. I kind of grabbed her, and then she was looking at me like, "What are you doing?" And I said, I don't know what I said. I said something like, sorry. And I dunked her in the water, you know, because you guys know the point, right? Because of the life jacket, it creates like the bobber effect, right? So I dunked her, and I just pulled all the way back. And, you know, we landed back inside the boat. And at first, we're looking at each other, and we kind of, I don't know, maybe we cried a little bit. But then we started laughing. It was so funny. And I was thinking, okay, first of all, I take no credit for that. Nothing. I mean, the only reason why I took action is because I was instructed on what to do. I listened to something. I heard somebody tell me, here's what you do. And should this ever happen, take action. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through this book. And this book is the book of James. I'm going to have to paraphrase a few things, but I want to focus on some key instruction here. Because the book of James is action-oriented. It is like an action hero movie right there in the middle of the Bible. And the person that wrote it is God, but through James. Now, James was believed to be the brother of Jesus, you know, that James, who became the leader of the church in Jerusalem. But none of that happened until after Jesus' resurrection, his birth, life, and then death. So somehow seeing his brother that was crucified come back to life was life-changing. And so he becomes the leader of the church in Jerusalem. So what we're looking at now is the purpose of the book of James is God telling us to be people of faith and action, to do something, to listen to the instruction. So the book of James is talking to us, and it's saying that through the peaceful times we have the faith, but when times happen of trials, and it says specifically the trials and the troubles and the tribulation times, we still need to be people of action because we need to have our faith working for us. You guys with me so far? It's challenging Christians to not neglect the duties of us as believers, because sometimes we hear things, but we don't always do them. We are called to live a life according to God's purpose and plan, and not just listen. James 1:22-25 says this, "But don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you're only fooling yourself. For if you listen to the word and don't obey, it is like glancing at your face in a mirror. You see yourself, but you walk away and forget what you look like. but you look carefully into the perfect law that sets you free. And if you do what it says and don't forget what you heard, then God will bless you for doing it. James 2:14-18 says, and this is the part I really want to focus on here. But what good is it, dear brothers and sisters, if you have faith but you don't show it by your actions? Can that kind of faith save anyone? Suppose you see a brother or sister has no food or clothing, you say goodbye and have a good day, and you say, stay warm, eat well, but then you don't give that person any food or clothing. What good does that do? So you see, faith by itself isn't enough. Unless it produces good deeds, it is dead and useless. Now, someone may argue, some people have faith, others have good deeds, but I say, how can you show me your faith if you don't have any good deeds? I will show you my faith by my good deeds. We can't just hear the word, we have to be doers. God is saying to each one of us in the book of James that we need to get up off our chairs and we need to start living the life that Christ has for us, to develop this relationship with Jesus on a daily basis. We need to start gaining ground and stop losing it. And part of the reason why I'm being so expressive is the sense that, you know, I talk to people and I listen and I bluntly, I'm talking to some people about the same thing and the same issues they were dealing with 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, 10, 12 years ago. And it's not that they're not hearing the word, because even myself, I'm the perfect example of somebody who walked around for years talking the talk and not walking the walk, until God started downloading how to put my faith into action. We need to start overcoming our past challenges. We need to start participating in the life that God has called us to live in.
That's right.
We need to start being different than the world. We've got to start taking action, not just for ourselves, but for our loved ones and our family and our friends and our neighbors and the strangers. And here's a big highlight. We are not called to sit on our salvation. We need to know and admit we need Jesus. We can't go through life without a relationship with God. Because when we realize how much He loves us, when you feel the Spirit and you got that feeling that God's drawing you near to Him, think about this. If God just wanted us to be saved and not then have a life for us to live, if God just wanted us to accept His Son Christ as Savior and then say, well, glad that's over, my work's done. If God didn't have a plan for every single one of you, if God didn't want us to do good works and put our faith into action and to try to walk out the life that He has for us, if God didn't have a plan and a purpose for everybody, then the New Testament would probably be about a page and a verse. It would say, what's the next slide? John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, so that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. And then it might say, believe it, accept it, see in heaven, the end. We cannot rest in our salvation.
Right.
See, because that saying is true if you've ever heard of it. You know the acronym for Bible, B-I-B-L-E? Basic instructions before leaving earth. Right. John 3:17 says, now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them. See, here's another highlight for you. See, if you take notes, this is a good note taker here. I don't know if I put this up here. Just acknowledging God is not an active relationship. That is not a life of action. Yeah, I know God. I know Jesus. That's good enough for me, okay? I know He's Lord and Savior. That's good. I'm fine. Okay? No. No, no, no. God has called us to be people of action. To live a life and a calling and a purpose for every single one of us. I mean, trust me, I walked like 25 years ignoring what God had called me to do. We are called to live a purpose and a life and to be people of action and not sit on our salvation. We have to believe that we're supposed to be here, that God has placed it together for a purpose, that we are called to be people of action. And too many times, bluntly, us Christians, we sit on the sidelines. If we believe that, then we are called to take action in the church, in the fellowship, with our friends and our believers and our family. We are to take action in our homes, with our loved ones, our friends. We're to take action in our jobs, at our workplaces, walking into a restaurant or something or someplace. We are called to have this relationship with Jesus Christ because He loves us so much that He's called you to have a purpose and a plan. This isn't just sitting on the sidelines until, you know, and no offense to anybody, but we can't always just come, Jesus, come soon. Life's tough. I mean, come home, Jesus, take us home. I'm ready. Sitting on the sidelines, doing nothing, just waiting for God to call us home. There is so much that God has us, that wants us to do, that He has us, that He has planned for us. And we got to stop missing out on it. One of our foundational verses, I'll throw this slide up here for you, is Matthew 7:24. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built the house on a rock. And think about it. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man. And you go back to what James is saying in 1:22, saying that if you're hearers and not doers, and we don't do what God wants to do, otherwise we're only fooling ourselves. Not wise. We got to be people of action. I mean, when God called us to Rock of Life, I want this to be an active church. I want this to be a community. If you read our website, it says, you know, be a community. Not all ministries are the same. You know, some have different communities, different cultures, different styles and approaches. And Rock of Life is called to have a certain style, a certain approach. I believe in Jesus first, the cornerstone, the foundation. There's other things God has for us that He has planned for us, but you have to know Jesus first. You've got to focus on Christ. You have to focus on Jesus. So I want to be people of action. The leaders and the pastors of this church, we challenge ourselves. I mean, they call me out when I need to be called out. They tell me when I need to refocus or something because I want accountability. I want to be a pastor of action. I never want to be the pastor who just gets up here, says a good word, and goes home in a BMW or something like that. I'm not doing that. I drive a nice Dodge. That's good enough. So here's your challenge. If that's what you want, I want to start right now. I want you to be people of action with us, okay? Are you guys ready for that? So we're going to run through a few things today to help us be people of action. Are you guys good?
Yeah.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
All right. So here's the first big thing I want to focus on right now. If someone is here who hasn't started their relationship with Jesus, and you've been gathering information and checking people out and seeing what it's about, if you feel this pull, this leading from God to be part of His family, to have a relationship with Christ, to be led by the Spirit, that is our first action today. Okay? So we're going to pray right now because the time is now. Stop putting it off. It's time. If you don't have the relationship with Christ, we're going to do that right now for anyone. And I'm not going to put you on the spot. We don't have a spotlight. Okay? Not going to do that. You know, here's what I want you to do. A relationship with Jesus is between you and Christ. It's you and Him. It's being filled with the Spirit and recognizing a purpose. It's about radical change. And it's also about remaining in Christ, having God amplify these good things in your life, and starting to delete the things that don't please Him. So if you don't have that relationship with Christ, before I finish this message, before I keep going, that's where we need to start, okay? So I'm going to have everybody bow their heads right now. Nobody looking around, your eyes are closed. This is the time right now to focus on Jesus. And if you have that relationship with Christ, it's a great time to rededicate yourself. It is a great time to say, Christ, I'm ready to rededicate and be even more of a person of action. So eyes closed, please. Nobody looking around. And you can repeat this with me openly or silently, whatever you like. First of all, Father God, it is time, Lord, I desire to have this relationship with you. A deep relationship. I now know I need Jesus. I need to have this relationship. Forgive me of the things I've done against you, my sins. I acknowledge I need you. I invite your spirit into my heart so I can be saved and spend eternity with you forever. No matter where I am in this relationship, God, help today be a new beginning, a new action-oriented life with you, Jesus, led by your spirit, fellowshipping with God. Thank you for saving me, God. I need you, Jesus. And everyone said, amen. Now, real quick, if you're bold enough, and I'm going to challenge you, if you said that prayer and you just met Jesus and you're ready, or you just rededicated your life, raise your hand. I'm going to have the ushers, David. Where's David? David's right there. Raise your hand real quick for me. Don't be shy if you can. Just raise your hand if you said that. If by some chance you don't want to raise your hand or you're a little shy, what I want to do is don't leave here without coming up to me afterwards, because I want to pray with you. I want to connect you and lead you and guide you in something. Okay? Here's the next thing we're going to do. I want to make sure that you know that every Sunday that we have messages for you. That I truly believe that the messages are for everyone at some point in your life, whether you've only met Christ recently or you've had a relationship with Jesus for a long time. I want to make sure that you know that God really wants you to dig deep into these messages, to take the notes home and to be able to not just use them on Sunday, but Monday through Saturday. See, we're supposed to be challenged to learn and grow. And I make about, not those papers, the memos. So every Sunday, we have about 100 plus so people here every Sunday. And I make about 30, 35 copies of my notes. And every Sunday, about 20 or so are left. So I'm going to have the ushers today. I'm going to get you kick-started. Every Sunday, I'm going to challenge you to go pick up the notes from today's message. So I'm going to hand them to you right now. So if you guys start handing these out to every single person here, or even couples, I've made about 125 copies. So just pass them out. Take one down. Pass it down if you guys would like. But take the notes. Use them as Bible study. Use them in the morning. Start to pray with them over with your family. Use them as a devotional, a Bible study through the week, something to refer to. Even if you just prayed about it on Monday morning to kickstart your week, it'll take you 5 minutes to go through this. Talk to God. Commune with the Lord for a while. But get used to taking the notes that are back on the table every Sunday. So we're going to pass these out to you right now. I'll give you a second. So what I do with the notes is I take all the key highlights and I take the notes that are like the Bible verses and the key points and I put them into one page for you because my attention is about a page. So I want to make sure you guys understand to take these notes and what the purpose of them is. All right. So while those are being handed out, you can fold them and keep them with you, put them in your Bible, in your pocket, whatever you need. So the next thing is, we have events. We have activities because we don't want to be just a Sunday ministry. We know that we want to connect people with Christ every day, 7 days a week. So we have events and we have opportunities for people to get together and grow. All right. So like yesterday, we had the men's breakfast. I had about 11 men show up. I had a handful of guys at the men's meeting on Thursday night. And last week I called people to Panera, said, hey, we're going to go down there and hang out at Panera for a while. We had 31 people show up. That was awesome. But I want to show you something. Let's go to the next slide. If you have your phones and you're really good with your phones or your iPads, you need to bookmark this. Bookmark rockoflifechico.org. This is our website. If you've never visited, you need to visit. Read through it. Because on that website, go to the next page, is our calendar. This is the homepage. Now, in the upper left-hand corner, no, go back one more. That's okay. So in the upper left-hand corner, you can connect to Yelp. Click on the Yelp icon. You can click on Facebook. It'll take you to our Facebook page where you can see all of our services live every Sunday, our messages that are posted daily. You can even see the Sunday messages that David Taylor, he takes the message, the video, he edits it and puts it on our website, and it's connected to our Facebook site. And then there is even Instagram and YouTube. There's a YouTube channel we have that every single message that's ever been given here, except for testimonies, is posted on this YouTube channel. So why am I telling you this? It's because this is activity. This is action. We want to be your home. We want to be your community. We want you to rely on people. You want this to be that place that you can come and you feel safe, that you could be who you are and see how Christ and God starts to work on you, how the Holy Spirit starts to lead you. And this is our duty. Our duty is to, as me as a pastor, as a shepherd, is to lead as God leads. I'm just a messenger. This is all about Jesus. So I want to show you something. So on the next page is our calendar of events. If you click on calendar events, this is our calendar. It's posted and we update it pretty much every week. It'll tell you when the brothers meet. We just met on the 15th, yesterday at 9 a.m. Young to Heart meets today at 12. We have Soda Serve on Thursdays, men's group. You got the women's Bible studies on Tuesday, Mondays. There's something going on almost every day. And we have our special events, like the ice cream social is somewhere in there. Okay. Friday? Friday 28th. Fellowship Friday. Thank you. So obviously I need to pay more attention to it. So this is important. This is action, because who knows, you may meet a new person. There was a new person at the men's Bible, the men's breakfast yesterday. Somebody I really hadn't spent time with, a couple of them, Stoney and somebody else, right? I really like meeting new people. It was awesome, but I feel like I met a new friend. And maybe during the calendar week, maybe you invite somebody. Maybe after Sunday you don't go home. Maybe you invite somebody to have some tea. Go talk. Maybe you make a friend for life. We need to have activity. God calls us to fellowship, and we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. He calls us to fellowship. Okay, here's the next thing we're going to do. We're going to pray about a few things. I'm going to break this down into three sections. Chip, can you turn me down slightly? So, the first thing that I really believe we need to pray about today is our relationships. Our spouses, our kids, our parents, our boyfriends, girlfriends, extended family, and Uncle Bob, Cousin Zimmy, whatever. We need to start praying for people, somebody at work. And we need to start taking action on those prayers and what we do with these people. It's like as if I've been prayer. It's as if I need to make sure that my mic is on. Thank you. I got to make sure that I'm taking action, even with my wife. As far as I used to ignore her, I would. There's no date nights. There was no going to the movies. It was like we were roommates at one point early on in our relationship. And when God started saying, "Grow your relationship with me," and then your relationship with the other people will start growing. So you know, go out with your wives. Take her to a date night. Wives, let your husbands vent before you give them this great wisdom. It's awesome. But men need to vent. I was talking to Ron about, you know, praying with our kids more. How many take your kids on a walk in the park or take them outside and pray with them? Not just dinner and bedtime, but go outside, take your Bible, sit outside when it's not so hot and pray. Tell them about Jesus. Invite a friend to lunch, a tea, something. Send your wife flowers unexpectedly. Call somebody that you were mad at 15 years ago and tell them you're sorry. Do something. Call your mom, your dad, and tell them you love them. We've had people who just lost their parents recently. You have no idea what's going to happen tomorrow. Be people of action. Walk in love and do something intently. I'm sure you guys are thinking about people you can call right now. Man, I should call him. I actually did that when I was really radically rededicated.
Hey everyone, this is Tommy from Rock of Life. I'm also a youth pastor and teen leader along with my wife, Mary. You can listen to Pastor Alfredo's messages here on KKXX at 12 noon Monday through Friday. You can also hit us up on our website at rockoflifechico.org to see Pastor Alfredo's messages on our YouTube channel link. And feel free to like us on Facebook. If you were inspired and blessed by today's message and would like to continue to hear more from Rock of Life on this radio program, visit our website, rockoflifechico.org, and support us with a one-time or monthly donation. At Rock of Life, we're a family, and everyone is welcome to come as they are, grow, or start your relationship with Jesus. Join us for weekly Bible studies for men, women, and teens, and check out the event calendar on our website for dates and times.
Thanks for listening, and see you on Sunday.